This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Sramana Mitra, she is a founder and CEO of 1 Million by 1 Million, the world's first and only global accelerator in the world. And she has a great reputation. She's a successful entrepreneur, author, influencer, and I'm excited to get to talk with her today. Sramana, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
I love hearing stories like yours. I have so many questions as an entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur myself. And so can you start though by just taking a few minutes and telling us about your story?
Well, I am a serial entrepreneur. I'm actually a very hardcore computer scientist from MIT. And I was doing my graduate work in parallel computing at Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the mid-90s, up to some talking 93, 94 timeframe, when just like that, the internet happened. You know, one day to the other, we found out about this thing called the browser, the internet browser. And it just opened up a whole new world. And we were all very excited. And so I started my first company as a graduate student at MIT in 1994. And then through the 90s, I did three companies as founder CEO, all internet related. And then the 2000 decade, I spent consulting as well as writing. I started writing my blog in 2005. And I wrote a column for Forbes. I wrote a bunch of books. I've written 13 books at this point on entrepreneurship, and so on and so forth. But in that process, there's one thing that struck me as I was, you know, I've raised lots of venture capital. I've been on the venture capital side of the table as well when I was consulting. And one thing that struck me is that the whole industry wants to find companies that can go from $0 to $100 million in 5 to 7 years, which is hyper growth. That is not the normal state of business, right? Very few companies grow at that kind of pace. And that's what VCs are looking for, and everything else is basically rejected. And I thought in what was being rejected, there were very promising companies that could be successful, except they wouldn't be venture fundable, but they can be successful businesses.
Right.
And when I looked around, the whole incubation acceleration industry was operating 100% as a feeder to the venture capital industry. So I thought about it and I'm like, well, there are lots of trends. I was also working very aggressively on how to, you know, develop the Indian startup ecosystem. So I had a very international readership, following, etc. Not just US, but also a large following in India. And I wanted to build a virtual accelerator that would be inclusive and that would democratize entrepreneurship, education, incubation, and acceleration. So contrary to being a feeder to the venture capital industry, I wanted to also support bootstrapped entrepreneurship. And that's basically 99% of the entrepreneurship out there. Less than 1% is actually venture fundable. The most of the entrepreneurship out there is bootstrap entrepreneurship. And I wanted to apply the really rigorous process and methodology that we learned in Silicon Valley on companies that don't have access necessarily to Silicon Valley and the venture capital style of entrepreneurship. And that's the result is 1 million by 1 million, the first and only global virtual accelerator in the world.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.